Mr. Chairman, when Oregonians first adopted the Death with Dignity Act and then defended it on a second ballot initiative, it seems to me they were sending government a clear message. When the American people resisted government interference in the tragic case of the late Terry Schiavo, they too sent their government a strong message. That message is that death and end of life care is an intensely personal and private moment. And at those moments, the government ought to leave its people alone. The government ought not to attempt to override or preempt the individual and the family's values, religious beliefs, or wishes. I believe that it is time, at least for me, to acknowledge that my fears concerning the poor elderly were thankfully never realized, and the safeguards appear to have worked well in preventing potential abuses. While other states have considered physician aid in dying since Oregon passed and implemented the Death with Dignity Act, they have not adopted it. I respect their choice, Mr. Chairman. Yet no one challenged their decisions in court. Neither the Congress nor the administration attempted to overturn those decisions. Oregon's decision, reached through legal means, ought to be respected as well. Fair-weather friends of states' rights should be reminded that states' rights does not mean just when you think the state is right.